News.
I can't talk. I can't talk. You guys gotta fill.
Welcome to the morning show with Seth, Melissa, and this guy that can't talk, apparently.
Sorry, my voice isn't going.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
So sorry.
It's so bad. You know, it finally happened.
You guys got a fill.
He lost it.
Phil, we finally, he lost his voice. Yeah.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, he's miraculously healed.
He is. It's a miracle.
Wow. You all aren't that lucky.
It's an April Fool's Day miracle.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot.
Well, I had something else lined up, but Brittany hasn't called. I had something all lined up with Brittany. I was thinking about it all weekend, and she hasn't called yet.
She's not feeling well today. I'm actually covering for her. So.
We wish her the best. Yeah. Hoping she's feeling better real soon. And thanks a lot for filling in, Melissa. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yes, it is April Fool's, everybody. And that was my horrible attempt at an April Fool's joke on my friends here.
That's all you get, though. Then. You're done now. You can't try anything
no
else.
More.
No, we are going to have some fun this morning. We'll get into April Fool's a little bit. We're going to talk about how many people like April Fool's and how how companies mess this day up horribly.
Oh, they do.
I want to talk about that a little bit. We have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club we're looking forward to as well lined up for you today. And it's a Monday, so that means that we're also going to have a Kitchens Open segment for you to kick off the 9 o'clock hour.
Woo!
That's right.
Looking forward to that. We'll get into a little after that. Four things to look forward to in April like we do in the beginning of every month. Looking forward to that. And we're going to have a couple of guests joining us today. We're going to be joined today by Sean Plant with our Veterans Update. Looking forward to that. Sean is going to join us about 9:20.
Okay.
And after our news break, we'll be joined by Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate.
Our last one.
Yes, our last candidate. Yeah. This will wrap up our candidates for us for the season, for this election cycle at least.
Right.
We all understand it's 2024, so we've got more of this coming.
Lots of elections coming up, yeah.
With that being said, I'm going to try tomorrow to get a poll worker on the air with us. I would like to be able to do that, and I'd like to be able to put a face to poll workers more often. We recently, have seen some laws in the last handful of years of passing bills to ensure the safety of our poll workers. How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is it that we need that law? Yeah. Like, of all the people that we should be, upset with or messing with, people who are volunteering their time to keep democracy alive, that feels pretty American to me.
Yeah.
That feels pretty American to me. So I would like to have a poll worker on with us and shed a little light on what that is to do that job.
Very
I don't know.
Cool.
I've never done anything like that. I don't know if either of you have or not. But
no.
I have not. No.
Thought it'd be a good conversation. So
I'd be interested in that, yeah.
And we'll have a lot more fun because it's live radio. Who knows what can happen? I might try to do another improv joke and bomb horribly. So I wanted to catch up with you guys. How was your Easter, everybody? Mel, how was yours?
It was quiet. Just stayed home and tried to rest and recuperate.
That first week back from work, after vacation, that's rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling you.
I don't know. We kind of slept all weekend, to be perfectly honest.
God,
that's not a bad thing.
All we did.
Man, that's good.
That actually sounded exciting to me. I'm not kidding. That sounded literally
exciting. Oh, I believe you, man.
Like, oh, man.
James's dream, just like, sleep all the time.
Literally. That was my dream. How was your Seth?
Busy. As would be a surprise to nobody. Because the house we live in. So no, but it went really good. We had, of course, our sunrise service going over to the cemetery at just after 6 o'clock, and then a full day of other stuff going on. And then we had a couple friends over for Easter meal last night. So no, it was a full day, but it was good. It was a very good day.
Very good. So, very good to hear. Made a roast with my mom yesterday. Turns out she does not put garlic in her roast. I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought you put garlic in roast necessarily.
Can you?
Okay.
You can. Yeah.
This is only the second, third time I've ever made one of these, and she was pretty much directing me the whole time.
Did you sneak some in? That's what I'm asking.
I really wanted to. I felt like I've never questioned my mother about a food or a baking thing before, but I'm sitting there with the garlic like, Mom, are you sure?
She don't put this in there?
Jimmy. She just looks at me, Jimmy. And she says your name like it's a swear word. Jimmy.
Okay.
But Mom, garlic goes in everything except chocolate cake.
Yes. Melissa's 100% right. Yeah, yeah, 100%. And more notes like that during the Kitchen's Open segment today. Be sure to join us for that at 9 o'clock. Looking forward to it. It is April Fool's Day, the day when everybody's gullibility is challenged. But sometimes it's hard to tell the tricks from the truth. And here are a few stories going around the way that may or may not be pranks. So we're going to give you a little heads up on some of these.
Okay.
All right.
We'll warn you.
Yes. Hormel Chili is suggesting a solution to the legendary double dipping issue with double dippable chips. These chips have a perforation down the center to make it easier to snap them into two even halves to allow double dipping.
Hilarious.
But that's not technically double dipping, then.
It's not.
No,
because it's a new chip, although you've touched the part of the chip that you'd be dipping. So I guess it kind
of
is.
Sort of, yeah.
You just didn't touch it with your mouth.
Heinz is reportedly placing small ketchup dispensing billboards outside Chicago restaurants that don't serve Heinz. One of the targets is supposedly McDonald's, which dropped the brand in 2013 after Heinz hired the CEO of Burger King.
Wow. That's they had to retaliate
politics.
That way?
That seems awfully severe, man.
It does, doesn't it?
Petty.
Take your ball and go home.
Heinz is urging people to report other restaurants that don't serve the brands to smackforheinz.com.
Or do we want diversity in our foods?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I am just picturing like the Heinz SWAT team. They just jump into a restaurant to fill it with all Heinz stuff and then they leave, right?
They go in.
Dressed in completely in red clothing.
Yes. Yeah. They don't have guns. They just have like big ketchup and mustard dispensers. But it's as strict as military.
Absolutely.
Present arms. Krispy Kreme claims they're selling a dozen donuts for $4.01 on April Fool's Day. It's legit because you only get the deal with the purchase of another dozen at full price.
That is legit, yeah.
Now, that's some of the things that are going on right now. But what about, like, corporate-wise, some of these businesses that have, you know, companies, April Fool's Day is a gag, and I don't even think it really has the meaning that it once did or anything, even when we were kids.
Right.
But April Fool's Day is an opportunity for corporations to show a little bit of a human side, kind of merge with their community with their constituent. I mean, their consumers. And show some likability. A lot of people have seen a big uptick over the years from a good April Fool's joke or something. It makes you more human. Which is exactly what we need nowadays. Businesses seeming more human.
Double-edged sword there.
So, yeah. Some of these have worked out pretty well. Like 7-Eleven introduced the Tiny Gulp, a serving of just 0.7 ounces. It's the perfect little sip.
That's not bad.
That one didn't go well. Not all April Fool's jokes go that well, though. That one didn't do too bad. But Elon Musk, a couple of years back, thought that he'd be, and he does this every year. He'll do something today too, probably.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing but yes men around him, and nobody tells him he's not funny.
Yeah.
You are not funny, man.
He's not funny.
You just are not. No. Look, I'm not either. I'm not making fun of you or anything here. I get it. I know what it's like not to be funny. I also don't tweet unfunny things. Like
that's the big point, right?
Elon Musk tweeting back in 2018 that Tesla was going bankrupt.
That was a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, and backfired immediately, causing the stocks to drop 7% right away. And not really rebounding since, necessarily.
Which is
How did he think that wasn't going to have that reaction?
Because it's Elon Musk.
Because he's not very smart. Yeah.
He has no brain.
He really,
Volkswagen changed their name. They swapped out the K for the T as a commitment to electric vehicles. That one didn't really, people just thought that was more lame than anything. It didn't do that well.
Whatever, dude.
But I mean, there's all kinds of these stories of companies doing these kind of things. Taco Bell had a positive story, actually, turn out. It's shocking. But I don't know if anybody remember
this. Bias coming out there.
Back in 96, they ran a full page advertisement in the Philadelphia Inquirer and other newspapers, including the New York Times and USA Today, that they were going to purchase the Liberty Bell and name it the Taco Liberty Bell.
Oh, I remember this.
And they were going to they were doing all this to help the national debt.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that one.
I remember the outcry, like, immediately. Yeah, that was funny.
You can't do that. Don't take our Liberty Bell.
And then, of course, there's Richard Branson, another one of these billionaires who everybody around him tells him he's funny, and he's not.
Tone deaf.
The billionaire founder of the Vintage Group, who in 2021 got to travel into space, has enjoyed April Fool's pranks for years. His famous one, the 1989 flying a, quote, UFO, which was actually a hot air balloon with flashing lights, over London. Police were mobilized, and the army had been alerted, which they obviously contacted him after, or at least tracked him down afterwards and contacted him. Got in quite a bit of trouble for this, but because he's rich, he didn't get into that much trouble.
Yeah.
There's the moral of the story, everybody. You can go ahead and do all these crazy April Fool jokes if you're rich.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's
if
that.
You're rich.
A little bit later, we'll talk about the percentage of people that don't like April Fool's Day and that do. We've already got a vote on that one. We've already got one vote in.
We do.
We already got a vote in. So that's great. But we'll come back and do the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through right here at Locally Grown Radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to the El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Got some great deals over there for you. Some wonderful atmosphere. Mm. You're going to enjoy the prices. Nothing more than the people. People are amazing over there.
Yep.
Hope they had a good Easter, a good day off. A big tip of the hat to El Cafe for giving their employees the day off yesterday.
Very cool.
Yeah. Bopping around town yesterday. Saw a lot of places doing that. Shout out to everybody.
Yep.
If you're able to, of course. I understand that gas stations.
Some essential places.
Shout out to El Cafe. Go visit them. Wish them a good morning right now. Get on over there, everybody. We have got a fun one lined up for you today. Not only do we have a great list of birthdays and anniversaries for today, but it is April 1st, which means we get to pull our winner for the month of March.
Woo!
We're about to grab a winner, and that winner or winners is going to receive a two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
That's a great prize.
And we had, we had 33 entries last month. Not bad.
Wow. That's good.
Not bad at all.
For a month of 31 days. That's excellent.
That is pretty cool.
Sounds like a math error, but all right.
We had to add a few, I think, later. But no, it's awesome. It's great.
No, it's good.
We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. And we, of course, have to pull a winner. So I think I've dragged this out long enough. Melissa, give me a 1 through 33.
25.
All right. And that gives us our winner, who is Gina Benz.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Congratulations, Gina.
Gina, yay. Gina Benz had a birthday on the 25th, so we wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I hope you had a great one, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina's not only going to win that two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe, but she is our star for the month of March. So congratulations to her.
Get to celebrate all over again.
Yeah.
At El Cafe. Yeah.
Join our friends over at El Cafe. And congratulations to Gina and everybody that got us a name last month. Keep them coming, everybody. We want to celebrate with you and make a new qualifier. You could win the month of April here.
Mm-hmm. I do want to point out they have pie there, too.
Yes.
Just a reminder, everybody. They do have pie at El Cafe.
Find out what kind of pie they have.
Exactly.
And plenty more. Head on over to El Cafe. And a big thank you again to everybody got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Want more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 715-424-2600.
Go ahead and hit us up, everybody. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, thank you so much. And just a touch or two away from getting a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have three possible qualifiers today for our list. Who wants to give me a three? A one through three. Seth, why don't you give me a one through three?
I'm going to choose one. I will not be influenced by you. I'm not going to give you a three.
I will not be influenced by you.
We wish a happy birthday first off to Samantha Jockby.
Happy birthday, Samantha.
Happy birthday.
Sam's acted on the WRCT stage a lot. We've seen her over the years. I believe was a Hopo kid as well.
Cool.
Great actor. Great human being. Wish you a happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kayla Richardson.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kayla. Hope it's the great one for you. Thank you so much for getting us that birthday to us. And our qualifier today is celebrating their 24th anniversary.
Ooh.
Virgil and Pam Burnett.
Happy anniversary.
Virgil and Pam.
Gosh, that's a one. They sound really good together, Virgil and Pam. That sounds really good.
They're the VP of...
You're just partial to the name Pam.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was bad.
That was bad.
That's good. I like both of everything both of you just said right there. That was great.
Yikes.
We wish you a happy 24th, you guys. Happy 24th anniversary. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list for this April Fool's. Now, as a side note, this was actually supposed to be my birthday.
Oh.
I was supposed to be born on April 1st.
You were born really early.
Very early.
Very early.
I was very preemie. I was very, yeah. Yeah. Still got the original weight.
So the question is, if James had been born on April 1st, would he have a funny bone?
Yeah, maybe.
Would he actually have gotten one then?
Yeah. That's why I came out early and my funny bone didn't have time to develop. So, but yeah.
That's right, man. Needed a couple
more
weeks.
Keep that bun in the oven a little longer. Yeah.
We wish happy birthday first off to Hillary Scott, who's 38 today. Lady A singer. We celebrated her birthday over on the Sunrise Show.
Nice.
Need You Now, and a number of hits from Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great harmonies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good harmonies. Yep. Very good harmonies. Matt Lantner is 41. Time traveler Wyatt in NBC's Timeless. He was on 90210 and CW Star Crossed. Let's see here.
All right.
Sam Huntington is 42. Josh on Being Human. He's in a couple of things. We've seen him before. He's one of those actors I think you know if you saw his face.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. He's got a young looking face.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Randy Orton is 44. Became the youngest WWE champ in history at the age of 24. I don't know much about modern wrestlers or anything, but I saw a video that went viral of Randy Orton. He's got a wrestling move where he flies, kicks his legs out, flies, and does this DDT kind of where he grabs somebody by the neck and whips them down.
Right.
It's a wicked move. It is a really cool move. I seen this video, and I encourage people to go look it up. I believe it's his son. Who's like one or two doing it to him.
That's cute.
And so Randy just kind of like sets himself up so the kid can do it to him and everything. It's a really cool video. And I actually give Randy Orton some credit here because the few times I've seen him, he really seems like a jerk. Like on screen and all
right.
that. That's his role.
Persona.
His role.
Yeah, he plays a heel in WWE. Yep. He's a bad guy and everything. You see him in real life, couldn't seem nicer. Couldn't seem like
more of a
nice.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah. It does seem that way. But you don't think of that with wrestlers very often.
No.
We think of villains in movies, sure, you know, but not wrestlers very often. He seems like a good guy. David Oyelowo is 48. Martin Luther King in Selma. He is lawman Bass Reeves in the new TNT show that I'm dying to see.
He's good.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. And that show looks awesome.
It really does.
I can't believe it's taken this long to get a Bass Reeves TV show. The way we love Westerns and the way we love history, especially American history, I would have thought that had been made already. But I cannot wait to watch that show. For those that don't know.
It does sound really good.
The story of Bass Reeves is amazing and such an American iconic story.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Maddow, 51.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I actually
She's 51?
Yeah. She doesn't look it by any means, but for some reason I thought she was a little bit older just because she's been doing this for a while, I think.
She has, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those, I believe, stand-up journalists that you can count on. Let's see here. Susan Boyle is 63 today.
Aww.
The biggest star to come out of Got Talent shows. She became internationally famous literally overnight when Britain's Got Talent. I think that was a Sunday night show. She goes viral, and by Monday morning, Carl and I are talking about her.
That's amazing.
And just how amazing this woman's voice sounds
and
everything.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I haven't heard from her in a long time, though. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she kind of got her fill. You know, just kind of
maybe
like,
she did. Who knows?
She got going very late in life, of course. And when you have that kind of, you know, kind of like your feet on the ground a little bit more, maybe stardom doesn't hit you the same.
That could very
fame.
Well be.
And to me, it doesn't seem like the older I get, the less it seems like fame has never seemed exciting to me.
Right.
But the older I get, the less and less it seems like something I would want. Like even a taste of. I can't even handle it when I bop around town and people, hey, didn't I see you on stage or blah blah blah. Like even that, I don't handle very well. I usually lie. No, it wasn't me. No, I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Well, a little research here quickly. She's worth about $40 million now.
Whoa!
The most expensive thing she bought for herself right away was a fur coat. Mm-hmm. And she did buy what she called a posh house. But her niece now lives there. She doesn't live there.
Oh, wow.
She got tired of it. Here.
Yeah,
How about meeting her niece? Like, oh, sure, I'll take over. Yeah.
I wonder, too, I've lived so long this way. I don't know how I would live with money. I don't know. I don't know what it would do to me. I don't know if I would live the same exact life or I've become the biggest pompous jerk there's ever been.
Oh, yes. I have money now, so yes.
I know exactly what he would do. You'd do the thing that you're supposed to. You buy the big house, you know, the big mansion and stuff, but you'd like only live in two rooms.
Yeah, probably.
You just because the whole apartment feel you just it'd be too much space. You wouldn't know what to do with it. So you're like, I got a bathroom, kitchen, and a bedroom. That's all I need, man.
You're 100% right. That's exactly it, man. Let's see. And some people no longer. Oh no, I got one more birthday for today. Annette O'Toole is 72.
Ooh, good actor.
Yes, very good character actor. Very good TV mom. You might also remember her as the slingshot wielder in Beverly and Stephen King's It. She was Christopher Reeve's Lana Lang in Superman 3. Interesting, played Martha Kent, Superman's mom, in Smallville.
That's where I think most people know her from these days. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really like her as an actress. Yeah, she's very good actress. Some people no longer with us. Like one of the better character actors of all time, and I stand by this, Gordon Jump, born in the state in 1932, passed away in 2013. Many people like Seth and I think others out there remember him as Mr. Carlson on WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's right.
I think younger people might remember him as the Maytag repairman.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good career in that.
He did.
Maytag repair, Maytag replace.
Yeah, a Dog's Tale, Goldie in the Bog. He was in a lot of stuff, but WKRP is
Singles
really,
Ward.
I really think he was just one of those great, great character actors, though.
Yep.
You
just
saw
popped up in things. Yep.
Not your typical boss either, and not somebody like when you're a young kid and you're watching WKRP in Cincinnati and you see him, and he's the boss. And he's kind of a nice guy. He's a little bit wishy washy and all that. Radio's not like that, everybody.
Right.
Radio's not like that.
If you want to see the actually more accurate of a radio boss, Stephen Root in News Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
a little more somewhere between that, like Roz on Frasier, like somewhere between there. Yeah. And the great Debbie Reynolds, born in the state in 1932, passed away in 2016. Singing in the Rain, the Mother Princess Leia, of course. Mm-hmm. Just an incredible singer,
singer, dancer, did it all.
Literally could do it all, mm-hmm. Debbie Reynolds. And one of those names too that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, I think, some ways. Mm-hmm. Because of course, Carrie Fisher and having a famous daughter, if you will.
Right.
I think that kind of kept her star around a little bit longer. But because of her passing young and a lot of her work being older, I don't think that she gets the due that she deserves. But you talk about universally like incredible talents where they're a 10 at everything.
Yep.
When I explain Sammy Davis Jr. to my students or something like that, I don't think they get it until I actually tell them, go watch a clip of him acting, a clip of him dancing, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they'll come back like, oh, yeah, I see
just,
it.
No, just performing on stage, yeah.
These incredible performers. I watched an old Charlie Chaplin movie the other day, The Immigrant, and I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And it holds up. It holds up. It's incredible. It's a silent film made in black and white that's barely over an hour long, but you watch it. And I test you to watch it and not be enthralled and not be drawn in. Not have your imagination work overtime to try to like just fill in the gaps or whatever that we're so used to with movies and stuff nowadays. I feel like we're so darn spoiled as human beings nowadays when it comes to entertainment. Our imaginations don't have to work nearly as much as they used to.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. But that's a great point. Man, any of Chaplin's stuff. Oh. And all of it is just brilliant. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Cannot get enough of it.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to watch some Singing in the Rain today. I want to see her dance. I want to see Debbie dance. A great, great performer. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday last month to Gina Benz, who is our qualifier, of course, for our winner.
Our winner,
Our winner for the month of March.
Congratulations, Gina.
Gina won herself two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
Woo!
And we, for today, want to wish a happy birthday to Kayla and Samantha. Happy birthday, you two.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
And a happy 24th anniversary to Virgil and Pam Burnett.
Happy anniversary, you
happy
two.
Happy anniversary.
I wonder, they got married on April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that one out. How did that happen? That'd be a great story to ask, you know.
It was the available weekend date.
It could
probably. Be. Yeah. I almost guarantee that. Melissa's right on that, yeah. I actually think that would be the fitting for me to get married on April 1st because nobody would believe.
Yeah, no.
Nobody would believe that I got married. Nobody believed that. Who's foolish enough to?
it's an elaborate prank, everybody. Yeah. It's $1,000. A prank, right?
Celebrating my 10th anniversary and nobody still believes me. And I'm like, no, it's really
we've been living here for 10 days.
We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, and get some news in for you. We'll come back and we'll have some fun talking a little April Fools. And we've got the four things to look forward to in April. That's coming up for you right after this news break on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We got some fun things to get into next couple of hours. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with the Kitchens Open segment. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We'll have our veterans update right afterwards. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. And we'll talk to one more candidate as we continue our candidate series. Looking forward to all of that. But for right now, we got a new month in front of us. Let's go ahead and dive into it.
All right.
We got four things to look forward to in April. And they are broken down into four categories. There is much more than four things. So. it's one of the best months of the year for sports fans. The women's Final Four is Friday with the championship on Sunday. The men's Final Four is Saturday with the championship next Monday. All should be good.
Yes.
Nothing is going to compete with the women's Final Four.
Probably not.
Not only am I speaking just as a diehard basketball fan, mm-hmm. but as somebody who is paying attention to ratings, paying attention to sponsors, and paying attention to the I never like seeing women's game get bigger ratings wise. That doesn't shock me. What shocks me is seeing all the advertising money going into women's athletics.
That is interesting.
And everybody pulling their dollars from the men's game. And why am I spending money on this? Nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's go to the women's game. Let's go to the women. Women. It's awesome. It's so cool. And it's cool in part because of the stars that are on the women's side. Mm-hmm. There are a number of different athletes that are so much fun to watch, and we know their names because they've been there 4 years.
Yep, no one and done there.
This is such a weird dynamic, too. It's a fun and it's a cool one, but it's weird to see and interesting. The Masters start April 11th. The NBA playoffs start the 20th. Stanley Cup playoffs start the 22nd. And the NFL draft is on April 25th. Yes! NFL draft. Oh. In theaters, the new Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead remake is on April 12th.
What?
And I am going to do something unpopular right now. I actually think it looks all right.
Oh, no.
I know. It looks okay. It doesn't look bad.
I really know the original one was a cult classic. Yeah. You know, when it came out, it didn't do well, but it gained
definitely
a following.
Cult classic.
Gained a following. Yeah. I never saw it. I'm not going to see the remake either. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to see the remake, to be honest with you.
But still.
But the original, the original I remember liking a lot. I'm trying to think of who was all in it. Christina Applegate was in it. That's why.
That's right,
yes. No wonder I loved it. Of course I did.
It was her first big star role show, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sasquatch Sunset with Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough opens on the 19th. This movie is stormed the Cannes Festival it's basically all about Sasquatches, and Jesse Eisenberg and all these actors play Sasquatches, and it's a beautiful story.
Wow.
It actually looks really, really beautifully done. Like
of all things, how about that?
You would, on paper, this should not work,
right?
But just from the trailer, from what I saw, there's no real dialogue. It's them as Sasquatches interact, and you watch their lives and everything.
Wow.
It looks beautiful. It really does.
Interesting.
I haven't seen it, obviously. I don't know if it actually is good, but from the trailer, yeah. It's been a while since I saw a trailer that really pulled me in like that one.
Cool.
I didn't expect to be so and taken into it, but it looked really good. And the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare arrives the same day. Zendaya, that one has got Henry Cavill in it and a couple of other good ones.
Ooh.
And Zendaya's new movie, Challengers, opens April 26th. Ooh. On TV, the detective series Sugar, starring Colin Farrell, lands on Apple TV this Friday. That looks really good. The Fallout show hits Prime on the 11th, and Welcome to Wrexham comes back on the 18th. A Sonic the Hedgehog spinoff, Knuckles, premieres on Paramount on the 26th.
Remember hearing about that?
And thank you.
Because I have kids.
Of course.
Thank you. Good night. The Bon Jovi Story hits Hulu the same day. Sure. I'm not sure what that one is.
It's all about them trying to leave New Jersey. No,
yes. It overplayed songs. Sorry.
I loved it.
And finally, the holidays. The big one is Passover from the 22nd through the 30th. Mm-hmm. But also National Beer Day is April 7th. National Pet Day is the 11th. Earth Day is the 22nd. And Arbor Day is the 26th. Just as a side note, April 31st is National Radio Hosts Are Awesome Day. Okay, no,
did
it's
you just make that one
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I just made that up. I just made that up.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I thought maybe that would be 420.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think it would be 420. You would think so.
But I know radio host. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a lot to look forward to this month. And, of course, here at Civic Media, at WFHR and WIRI, we've got fun things lined up for you. Keep on listening, everybody, for some of those that, I cannot wait to talk about. Really interesting things we got going on. And, of course, we've got more and more original content we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be recording an episode of Director's Cut this week.
Yep.
Looking forward to that and plenty more on the way for you. Looking forward to all of it. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the percentage of people that like April Fools and that don't.
Okay.
Coming up on mornings here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Monday out there. Happy April Fools.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for fools. You don't want to be one.
Probably see a few if you're looking for them.
Yeah, you might find some.
I remember when I first started taking the L train and the bus and, you know, public transportation by myself, and my dad, Jimmy, you got to watch out. On every L train, there's always one weirdo. And if you can't find him, chances are it's probably you.
Good advice, Dad.
Very good advice. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi. I am calling. I'm just curious. I love your radio station, but it seems like the last several weeks you haven't been playing like the older country like you used to, and I'm just wondering if you're moving on from that, or
there has been a bit of a programming change over there on WIRI. You're calling us on WFHR right now. If you'd like to talk with us about WIRI, I encourage you to call our front desk 424-1300, or you can email me james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
There you go.
Feel free to reach out to me, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gotten a lot of feedback about the change with the music over at WIRI.
We have,
and our job is to listen to you guys. So please feel free to reach out to our staff, reach out to us, but do it as respectful.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some feedback that has been negative. Nobody listens to that. Don't you act like a child, I'm going to treat you like a child.
Right.
Like this isn't, listeners come first and foremost, and I've spent my whole life in radio doing that, but I am not going to take you disrespecting Pam. All right. You can treat me however you want. I don't care. But you are not going to do that to Pam. And it makes no darn sense. Pam is not in control of any of this.
Right. Exactly.
She's got enough things to do.
No.
You know.
And unfortunately, neither are we.
Yeah,
no. And
very true.
And to be fair, almost all of what we've heard has been very respectful. I mean, yes. For the most part, yeah, we've had everyone's been very good about that. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
we appreciate.
But we will absolutely pass on all of your comments and feedback to those that are in charge.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. That is also our job.
Yes. Exactly.
So we will definitely be doing that.
Yeah.
And passing the buck. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
That was an April Fool's joke.
It was an April Fool's.
Is that what we get to say? We say something dumb, and then we're like, "Oh, it was April Fool's."
Yeah.
It was
April Fool's. Only for today, boys.
Yeah. You get it all out of your system. Of today. And how many of you like April Fools? Let's open this let's open the phone lines and everything. 715-424-2600. Call up and let us know. Do you like this day? Have you do you remember any good pranks about this day? People like to say that everything is too divisive these days, but one thing has always been divisive: April Fool's Day pranks. In a new poll, 46% of people say that they find April Fool's Day pranks amusing, while 40% find them annoying. From the other 14%, it's a case-by-case thing. So it's got to be good, not stupid, or it's been done before.
Right.
54% of people say that they have played an April Fool's Day prank on someone, and 65% of people say that someone has played a prank on them. If you're considering a prank, the demographic most likely to find it amusing are young men living in the Northeast or out West who lean politically left or right. So that part doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And the people who are least likely to appreciate your April Fool's Day pranks are boomer women in the Midwest who consider themselves politically independent.
Funny that they include the politics.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know why that part's in there.
But it's there, I guess. Okay.
The most common reaction to a prank is to smile and say, that was a good one, but watch out. 3 in 10 people will respond by pranking you back.
You've been warned. Yes.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
What did they say about karma?
Yeah. Instant karma's going to get you.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, James. Many years ago, probably in the 60s or even 70s, I worked in a shop for about 18 or 19 years before. Anyways, one of my coworkers' birthday was April Fool's Day. He brought in a styrofoam block covered with nice frosting and candles on it and all that. Looked beautiful, but it was styrofoam on the inside.
that's good.
I wish I'd have thought of that. That's so good. Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. that's a good one, sir. Thank you so much for sharing that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a great day.
So, see, now, James, this is what you could have done.
Yeah.
Have you been bored on April Fool's? You could have played jokes like that.
God, that's good.
And you would have gotten a pass because it's your birthday.
Exactly.
that's even true. Well, more true. I like that. Here's like a couple of April Fool's jokes to try. They're like replacing the cream in Oreos with toothpaste. Putting a broken sign on the office coffee machine and watch everyone panic as there is no coffee for the morning.
That one's cool. That one's not bad.
Place a few drops of food coloring in the office milk carton and watch as your coworkers pour colorful milk into their coffee.
That would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Blue milk from Star Wars.
Filling donuts with mayonnaise instead of cream to see if anyone notices.
Oh,
that's not funny.
You would definitely notice.
I don't find anything funny about that.
Because you hate mayonnaise.
I don't see what's so funny. But no, I'm not.
Write this down. Mayonnaise donuts for James. No,
that's pretty good. That is pretty good, actually. Swap out the sugar bowl for salt and wait for reactions.
No.
My brother tried that. Okay. He got in big trouble.
I don't think it's funny because it's been done so much. Yep. Like the salt shaker.
Unscrew the top of the salt shaker.
That one's, no.
That's been done way too many times.
Now, if you're doing this to like a 5-year-old, like that's different. Okay, like, but you shouldn't be playing pranks on 5-year-olds. You shouldn't be doing that. They're not going to get the joke. They're too literal. Kids are too literal for April Fools. I'll never forget getting the best one. I think I got my mom on. It was back in the day, and I'm calling her for a payphone. And the one thing they always asked was, did I tell them where I was that night? I didn't really have a curfew. Just had to make sure that they knew where I was. Mm-hmm. And I call her up. And I'm telling her basically that I need bail money.
Oh,
and I thought it was hilarious in the moment.
You did.
Completely forgot who my family is. Didn't go over very well. I had to be home right away. Just
you coming
punished.
Home now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was punished. rightfully so for that one. Rightfully so.
I did see one this morning. A friend of mine, her daughter decided to give her warm Diet Coke instead of coffee this morning for breakfast.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
No, that was pretty smart. I think her girl is between like 10 and 12.
Nice.
That's pretty
clever.
Good.
Yeah, that
for
is,
a young
that
lady.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to let you know that this is my last time calling and listening to your radio station. Tired of not having anything talking about smoked meat and during the kitchen's over.
Yeah.
Those who are playmakers, I'm done. This is it.
Understandable. Understandable.
Oh, man.
We wish you well.
No, we can't lose our best listeners.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Sorry.
But smoked meat. Okay.
Okay.
I happen to have
notes.
A boyfriend who is like, that is his favorite thing to do. So.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So.
Bring Aaron on here and have him do a special
what
guest.
What started as a joke turns into a segment.
Look at that. How about this? Perfect.
Not bad. That was pretty good.
How many times have you, like, when you're in high school, did anybody try and do a prank, you know, on April Fool's? Your teachers, your
Yes. I feel like
the
fakes...
teachers actually got away with it quite a bit. You know, they open up books. We have a test. Like,
yeah, right.
Yes, that one got you. Got me all the time.
Everybody. I'm sure got everybody. Yeah.
It seemed like fake spiders are the most popular like April Fool's joke. Like putting a fake spider somewhere or something. I don't know why, but it seems like that's the most popular one. Especially I had teachers doing that one. They could be on your desk. You'd go to sit down or you'd get up to... You'd ask to go to the bathroom, come back, and there's a spider on your desk or something like that. Yeah. It's
you know,
a good one.
And, you know, a few years ago, I mean, I wasn't feeling good at work. You know, I called in, and I basically said I'm not because I pretty much had to go to the ER, but that's a long story. Mm. And my boss was, you know, realized this is April Fool's. Like, this is not a joke. You know, it's like, I will not be coming in. You know, it's just... It wasn't planned as an April Fool's joke, and I told him that. I mean, he felt bad, you know.
I'm not saying that,
you know, especially after getting the note. But yeah, it's like, how many times people call in and said, I'm not coming in, you know. But you got to say it a different way, like, I'm not going to come in because I got something wrong with my eyes, so I can't see myself coming into work, you know.
That's a good one.
This is the whole reason my mother and I stopped doing April Fool's. We pushed it too far.
Escalating.
It's the whole crying wolf thing. Like, and people aren't going to believe you. Like, if I actually did need bail money. Like, my parents, right, Jimmy. And they hang up on me or something. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that you cry wolf a little too much, and then all of a sudden, that just would be. It feels like the luck though that you do actually get sick or you get like appendicitis or something.
Yeah,
and
right.
And it's April Fool's. It just mm-hmm. happens to fall on the 1st of April. Like, nobody believes you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. I gotta imagine there's certain settings that never celebrate April Fool's. I gotta think that the healthcare industry, like there's no like April Fool's jokes in the
don't
healthcare
do that
industry.
One.
I gotta
no.
think. I don't know, but I gotta think.
Yeah, I can just see a surgeon, you know, pull up like a bike pump. Well, we found this in you, you know. I mean, something like that. What?
Doesn't seem like it go over very
no,
well.
No,
like, different settings where this just does not go.
Right.
Always appreciate the call, man. You have a good one. We'll talk to you a little bit later, hopefully, for Playmakers.
All right, guys. Yeah,
have a good one.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. Have a good one. 424-2600. Keep the calls coming, everybody.
You know, I just thought of a – actually, I just remembered George Carlin had one where you go into a fancy restaurant, you know, so after you get your meal, they always offer the pepper grinder, okay, you know, and the say win kind of thing. What you do is you let them keep going. And going so like everyone is uncomfortable at the table and then finally stop perfect when there's like a thin dust of pepper over everything and then call them back in 2 minutes and say there's too much pepper on this.
Please remake my meal.
That's a great one. There's some other ones here like shoe surprise. Place paper bills inside someone's shoes. When they put them on, they'll be puzzled by the unexpected snug fitting.
Why are my shoes tight?
A chair tail. Create an accordion-shaped tail with toilet paper and attach it to a chair. The unsuspecting sitter will wonder why they suddenly have a tail. Sticky sanitizer. Replace hand sanitizer with transparent glue or liquid soap.
No, don't do that.
Whoa, yeah.
I don't like that one.
Liquid soap might be okay, but.
Yeah. Not sticky glue, no.
I do like the idea of the changing of things that are the same color. The toothpaste Oreos, that's a good one. I think that's a good one right there.
My brother tried that when he was a kid. He replaced the cinnamon with cayenne pepper. And then had to eat the top of the rice pudding that my mother sprinkled cayenne pepper all over. And he got that dish.
Wow.
A dish best served cold.
Or spicy. A fake parking ticket. Print out a realistic looking fake parking ticket and slip. No, don't do that.
You might get
don't
in trouble
do that.
For that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You can't, now, there's
they
another
to, you
industry.
Can buy those. You could buy fake parking tickets like at joke stores and stuff. Yeah.
It's another industry probably
but
not doing a lot of pranking.
Very small print at the bottom. This is a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not an actual ticket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would not try to do any April Fool's jokes on our law enforcement.
No.
That does not seem like a very...
Although, the Wausau PD did an awesome one this morning.
They can break. They can
yeah,
do
they
jokes.
Can do
they
it.
They can
yeah,
do
yeah,
it. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, theirs is great, you guys. It's a... they now have a kayak, water course kayak... police force, and you will get a ticket for speeding any exceeding speeds of 55 miles per hour if you're kayaking or canoeing.
I like that.
Yes, no, it's great. I wish I could...
the idea of going that fast in a kayak too. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Woo! And any paddlecraft found in excess of 55 miles per hour will be fined $401.24.
Well played. Well done.
I like the idea of them having to make an arrest on a kayak and put the suspect in the back of the kayak. Get back there.
They've got a special seat there. Yeah, it's got like cage. It's got like a cage around
it's a little
it.
Cage around it. Yeah. There's some other. There's some other popular ones that have been going around today. Rosetta Stone. They had another one where they have a Rosetta Stone, a mobile app from Rosetta Stone and medical marijuana company Fluent that bridges the conversation gap. It's a stoner lingo translation app.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
The Baby Quip has its own language bridging link called the Baby Translator app to decode your baby's secret language. I actually kind of want to try that one. I think that'd be interesting. There's some pretty good ones out there.
Not bad.
Everything translates to food.
Yeah. Yes.
Wet.
Yes.
Mama.
Yeah. Hold me.
Hey. Got to need a change over here. Need a change over here.
But it's got to be in a weird voice, like James, like a New York dude.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. We're going to need a change over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, bottle's getting empty. Ring-a-ding over here. We will be back with the Kitchens Open segment to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And afterwards, we will be joined by our friend Sean Plant with a veterans update. And then a little bit later, Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate, will be with us right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.